More coffee?
Huh?
I said, more coffee?
No, I gotta run. It's Saturday, my busy day. Give me another napkin.
All right, sir. Now I'll give you your check. That's two eggs, toast.
What are you doing?
You treat me like a waitress, I'll act like one. You know something? Breakfast was more fun when we were poor. We used to sit at the table and talk.
We had to talk. We didn't have nothing to eat.
And now that you can afford the food, you never take time to eat.
That's because rich people don't get as hungry as poor people. Say goodbye to Mama for me.
Okay, soon as she gets back.
Back from where?
Tom Willis's Uncle Bertram took her for breakfast.
I wish you'd stop going out with that guy.
Well, what have you got against him?
He's pushy, he's a loudmouth, and he's...
Finish it, George.
And he's white.
What if he was pushy, loudmouth, and black?
Well, I can settle for one out of three. Gotta run.
Wait a minute. What do you want me to tell your mother?
About what?
She wants you to go with her to church tomorrow and hear that new pastor, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, tell her I had the 48-hour flu.
But that's what I told her last week.
Tell it flew back in again. Make sure I sound good and sick.
But George...
I don't have to go to church because I believe God is all-knowing.
Huh?
He knows who I am if he wants me.
Don't strike him down. He's not much, but he's all I've got.
Sorry. I only take requests on Sundays.
Oh, Lionel. I thought I told you to get rid of those raggedy jeans.
Get rid of them? Ma, look at these. They just getting broken in.
They're already so broken in, your rear end is breaking out.
Is George still here?
No, he just left.
Okay, Bertie, the coast is clear.
Thanks, Toots. I feel like the spy that came in from the cold.
Hi, Bertram. Come on in.
You two have a hot day today?
Lionel.
At our age, every date is hot. If you turn off the burner, you might not get the pilot light on again.
Oh, Bert, you're such a card.
I'm a whole deck, Toots.
You two sure had a long breakfast.
We didn't just eat. We took the boat to the Statue of Liberty. We walked all the way to the top.
You walked to the top of the Statue of Liberty?
No, to the top of the boat. And tomorrow we're going to the Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, the old fossils are going to look at the old fossils.
Hey, Stuff.
Oh, you're so crazy. Hi, everyone.
Hi, hon.
Lionel, I just talked to my Grandpa Douglas. He's in town. How would you like to meet him?
Hey, it's about time. When's he coming over?
Well, he's not. We have to meet him at his hotel.
At the hotel? Why doesn't he stay with you?
Yeah.
Because he took a vow.
What vow?
The same vow my idiot brother made. He's our other grandfather. I'll never step foot in your house as long as you're married to one of them.
Yeah, ain't that deep? One grandfather's black and the other one's white, but they both made the same vow.
And you don't see either of them?
Once a year at Christmas, when we all get together at Howard Johnson's.
Oh, that's terrible.
And stupid.
You don't have to be any special color to be a jackass.
What's going to happen at our wedding? I mean, whose family is going to be sitting in the back of the church?
Jenny, why don't you invite your grandfather over here?
To your apartment?
Yeah, I'd like to meet him too.
Well, I could ask. He might come over to this apartment.
It'd be nice to see if we could get both of your grandfathers over here and try to talk some sense into their heads.
No, even Kissinger couldn't get those two heads together.
I bet I can get that bird-brained brother of mine over here.
How?
By telling him the one thing he wants to hear more than anything else in the world.
What's that?
That your mom and dad are getting a divorce.
You mean you would tell him something like that?
Sure. I'm mean enough. But it'll be risky.
Why?
Because if he finds out the truth, the disappointment will kill him.
Uh-oh. We forgot something.
And what's that?
Your father. If he walks in on that meeting, it will be like dropping a match into a box of fireworks.
Don't worry about George. I'll take care of him.
You?
Sure. He always believes everything I say.
So?
So, I lie to him.
Uncle Bertram, Tom and I have been trying for years to get our fathers together. Believe me, it's hopeless.
Oh, Mama, nothing is hopeless. I mean, we're family. We just have to start acting like one.
You know, the hardest part of being a publisher is deciding whether a manuscript is just bad or if it's bad enough to be a bestseller.
Daddy, guess what? Grandpa Douglas is coming over tomorrow.
Your father is coming here?
No, but he's coming close. Downstairs to the Jeffersons.
How about that? Well, you can count on me to make sure he has a good time.
What are you going to do?
Stay out of his sight.
Henry's coming, too.
Henry who?
My brother.
My father?
Well, that's what your mother always told him.
But
it's his idea.
My father and Helen's father in the same room? That's really asking for trouble.
I don't know about Helen's father, but your father's my brother, Tom. And if he gives me any trouble, I'll handle it just like I did when we were kids.
How's that?
I'll take away his skate key.
Just keep your fingers crossed, Helen. Lionel and Jenny have already left to bring your father over here. No, I don't know how Mother Jefferson is going to get rid of George. And then at the end of the movie, this little guy suddenly appeared out of nowhere. You guessed it. Bye.
Who was that?
Helen Willis.
Hope she ain't coming down here. This is one Sunday I don't want no visitors. I just want to plop out and rest my bone. I ain't moving all day.
That should be interesting. Oh, hello, Mother Jefferson. He's going to stay in all day.
You leave him to me. Oh, poor George.
Oh, Mama.
Oh, no, lie down. Louise told me all about your flu coming back on you again.
My flu?
Oh, right. My flu. I don't know how them Asians can stand living with something like this.
Yes. It's a shame you had to miss Reverend Perry's sermon this morning.
Yeah, real shame.
I told him how sorry you would be about it.
Oh, thank you, Ma. Yeah, I really wish I could have heard him, all right.
I know, son. That's why I told the Reverend to come right over here and tell you what he said.
Say what?
And he agreed like a shot. Wasn't that nice of him?
Yep, but I'm afraid I won't be here, Ma. I almost forgot I gotta run up to the store in the Bronx and look at the new machine.
George, do you think you should go out in your condition?
That's one of the penalties of being the boss, Weezy. Your health comes second.
Oh, George, Reverend Perry will be so disappointed he didn't meet you.
I'm all talk about that myself, Ma.
Well, maybe he'll come here and wait for you.
No. It's going to take me all afternoon. Just tell him to pray for me.
You did it. Now, all we have to worry about is what happens when Jenny's grandparents get together.
Well, it'll be a lot easier without George around.
You know, Mother Jefferson, you're too much. The way you got rid of him. How did a nice little lady like you ever come up with a dirty, low-down idea like that?
Oh, it was easy. I just thought of all the excuses George has been giving me for not going to church.
You knew he was making them up?
Of course I did.
And he thought he was fooling you.
And he got just what he deserved. It's not nice to fool Mother Jefferson.
So I said to him, look, either you want the property or you don't. Now you better get off the pot because somebody else wants your seat.
But Grandpa, weren't you taking a chance?
Yeah, he could have walked out on you.
Not him. He would have tripped and fallen flat on his face before he got to the door.
Trip? On what?
His tongue. He wanted that property so much it was hanging right down to the floor.
Listen to that. It's hard to believe that Jenny's grandfather is such a problem.
There you go, Louise, jumping to conclusions. He's a fine gentleman. Very intelligent, too.
Well, he certainly sold you in a hurry.
Nonsense. He's hardly said two words to me.
Yeah, but those two words were, Mrs. Jefferson, you look as youthful as a woman half your age.
Now, how can you hate a man just for telling the truth?
I wonder what's keeping Tom's father.
Don't worry about him. Leave him to Bertie. Bert will get him here. Haven't you finished my Bloody Mary yet?
Here you are. What's the matter?
Louise, you made it too strong. I never put in that much vodka.
Sorry, I'll pour it out and make you another.
No, that's all right. I'll make you another. I always say, waste not, want not.
Yes, Butex Industries is booming. Our next project is a country club for blacks only.
Oh, but that's discrimination, keeping whites out.
Well, who's keeping them out? We'll need caddies, you know. Oh.
Well, I'm glad to see you're enjoying yourself.
Yes, indeed. I'm really happy I came this afternoon.
That's nice. Hope you feel that way 2 hours from now. Oh, George! George, what are you doing here? You told me you were going to work.
I'm sorry, Ma, I lied to you.
George, shame on you. There should be no lies between mother and son.
I know. That's why I came back.
That's all right. Now, I forgive you. Now, go out and enjoy yourself.
Mom, I don't want to enjoy myself. I want to meet Reverend Perry. After all, you went to all this trouble to get him. At least I could do is say hello.
That's all right. I've given you all regards. Now, go out to a movie or something.
Mama, stop being so good to me. You went to all this trouble. I can't let you down. Hi. You must be Reverend Perry.
No, I mustn't. My name is Douglas.
You sure got a fast turnover in that church, Mom. Well, I'm sorry, Reverend Douglas. I thought you were Reverend Perry.
Pop, this is Mr. Douglas, Jenny's grandfather.
Jenny's grandfather? Well, well. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Douglas.
My pleasure.
Mama, whatever happened to Reverend Perry?
I can't stand talking. I gotta help Louise. Louise, George is back.
What? We gotta get him out of here before Tom's father arrives.
I don't need you to tell me that.
What are we gonna do?
I'm getting a dizzy spell.
Oh, no, not now.
Now's the best time.
Huh?
Louise, close your mouth and listen.
You know something, Mr. Douglas? You and me got a lot in common.
How do you mean?
Well, you're in real estate and I'm in cleaning. We both deal in dirt.
Yes, I guess you're right. You know something, Mr. Jefferson? For a new building, this is really well constructed.
Oh, haven't you ever been here before?
No.
Mr. Douglas won't set foot in Jenny's apartment.
That's right. Not as long as my daughter is living with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hunky.
I gotta remember that one. wrong?
Nothing, George. Just one of my severe dizzy spells.
Here, Grandma, sit down.
No, Lion, I think I'd better go home.
Home? You feeling that bad, Ma?
Well, it came over me all of a sudden.
Well, maybe you feel better if you lie down.
George, I want to go home and I want you to take me.
Are you sure? Oh. Yeah, okay. Weezy, call a cab.
I'm real glad you decided to come, Henry.
Are you joking? My son is getting divorced. Wild horses wouldn't keep me away from such a happy occasion.
I knew you'd be upset.
Not that your news came as any surprise. Didn't I always say mixed marriages don't work? It was just a matter of time.
Henry, Tom and Helen have been married for 23 years.
See?
There's just one thing I've got to tell you about their divorce.
What's that?
There isn't going to be one.
What?
On second thought, maybe you're right. I ought to lie down right now. Just help me to the bedroom.
But, Mama...
George, don't argue with a dizzy woman!
You better stay with her for a while to make sure she gets to sleep.
What do you mean there's no divorce?
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. This is my brother, Henry Willis. Henry, Louise Jefferson.
How do you do? I'm so happy you could come.
Well, that makes one of us. Willis, what are you doing here? Leaving.
Come on, Henry, let the stuffings out of your shirt for once.
What's the big idea, Bertie? You always were the corkscrew of our family. Well, now I think you've popped your cork.
Now, Willis, please. I want you to meet Lionel.
How do you do?
Hi.
Well, at least you two picked right.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just a compliment. A compliment. That's the trouble with your kind, Douglas. You're too touchy.
Won't you sit down?
No, I won't be staying long enough.
What do you mean, I'm touchy?
I mean, you're always thinking color.
Not like you, of course.
That's right. I mean, I never had anything against you or your colored daughter.
I never wanted my daughter to marry your son.
And I never wanted my son to marry your daughter.
Oh, look. Why must you two always argue?
We're not arguing. We are agreeing.
I can't understand you two dummies. Can't you sit down and talk like human beings?
Please.
How you been?
The same. And you?
The same.
How's business?
Never better.
Good. Well, I've got to be going.
Oh, no. Come on, you haven't really talked.
That's right, and we're going to keep it that way.
Oh, no. Come on now, give it a chance.
It's just a waste of time. We have nothing in common.
Now, stop that. That isn't so. The two of you have a lot in common.
Name one thing. Just one thing.
All right, I'll name one thing you have in common. Me. Well, your blood is in me. Well, you're my family, and you're a part of me, and whether you want to admit it or not, if it hadn't been for the two of you, well, I wouldn't be here.
Jenny, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
We both weren't thinking.
Maybe it's not my place to say this, but you two already found one thing in common. If you had just talked to each other, you might find much more.
Jenny, you're a smart girl, and I think I'm a pretty smart fellow. Maybe you can help me figure this out. Why do we have prejudices?
I don't know.
Maybe for the same reason we've got trash cans, so we can unload all our garbage.
Say, that's very bright.
Thank you.
Yeah, I must remember that.
Can I get you two a drink?
Love it.
Can I help?
I'll mix them. You two just keep talking.
Hey! Would y'all hold it down? I hear mama's in the truck. Who's this?
This is Jenny's grandfather.
How many she got?
This is Mr. Willis, Pop. We invited him and Mr. Douglas over to try and get them together.
Oh, you did, huh? Where'd you get off using my apartment for busting in grandparents?
Now, wait a minute, George.
I want him out of here. Look, if you two want to fight the Civil War all over again, go to Gettysburg.
Did you hear that, Douglas? That's the kind of talk that gives your people a bad name.
He's not my people. He just lucked into that color.
See, George? Busing can work.
How's it going?
I think it's working. Come on in. Look who's here!
Hi, Jerry.
Good to see you, Dad.
It's good to see you, too.
Well, how have you been, Tom?
Why, fine, thank you.
And you, Helen?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Well, if we're going to have a family reunion, why don't we go up to your place?
That's a good idea.
You mean that?
Sure we do.
Ha, 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 that's wonderful.
You better not get too close to me like that.
Sorry.
Come off it, Dad. You don't have a cold.
See, girl? That's what you get for trying to butter up the whites.
Daddy?
I think the bus just ran out of gas.
This has all been very interesting. But I really have to go.
So do I.
Oh, no, no, don't. The two of you are doing so well. Now, why stop now?
It's got nothing to do with you, Jenny. I don't know about him, but you know how much I care for you.
What do you mean you don't know about him? I'm her grandfather, too, same as you.
I get it. Equal, but separate.
You're young, son. But an old leopard can't change his spots.
I'm afraid he's right. You can lead a horse to water, but you... Well, you know the rest.
Yeah. There's no fool like an old fool. Sorry, kids. At least we tried.
I guess we'll just have to count on the next generation.
Hiya, Tuck.
What happened? How's it going?
The whole thing was a disaster.
Yeah, we should have left well enough alone.
Don't feel bad, son. You just saw one of the facts of life. Black and white just don't go together.
He's right, Lionel.
Mom.
Well, just look around you. Black and white don't go together.
Yes, it never works out.
I hear ya.
It's a simple fact of life. People should marry their own kind.
Pop, would you object to a Frenchman marrying a German?
Not if the two guys loved each other.
George!
Look, all I'm saying, if God wanted blacks and whites to marry, he would have mixed them from the start, starting with Adam and Eve.
He did. Eve was black.
Say what?
Eve had to be black. She came from a rib, didn't she?
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.